senior journalists and editors at the SABC have filed a motion of no confidence against several news managers at the public broadcaster, according to one of the Sunday newspapers. The report stated that the motion was tabled at an SABC interim board meeting with over 100 employees, and that meeting happening on the 15th of June. The motion targets numerous high-ranking staff at the SABC, including the head of television news, Nontando Maseko, and the head of radio news, Sibolelo Diklantanyane, and TV news editor Nyana Molete. The report stated that the motion was aimed at removing SABC officials who were loyal to former COO Claudie Motsoeneng and who played a major role in enforcing his policies. Now, joining me on the line now is the Minister for Communications, Minister Ayanda Dodlo, and she's, of course, speaking with us about life at the SABC after Claudie Motsoeneng, as well as looking at the financial challenges and issues related to lifting that framework of censorship at the public broadcaster. Minister, good evening. Welcome to Talk at Nine.
Good evening, Karima. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming through. I know that you've just arrived and come off a plane, so yeah, we'll get straight to it. Now, the news of Claudie Motsoeneng's dismissal, which was accepted by the board and announced by the interim board chair last week, was of course welcomed by many inside and outside the public broadcaster. But it is very clear, Minister, that the mess that has been left in the wake of Mr. Motsoeneng needs to now be addressed in a very targeted and focused approach. So I would like to conduct the conversation with you around how you are going to go about doing that, considering that you are the shareholder and there is, of course, the board between you and the various, operational staff at the SABC. Let's start, Minister, with some of the, we'll work our way towards the editorial issues, but let's start with the financial mess. Now, there's different figures coming out about the extent to which there is financial trouble at the SABC. It is said that the SABC is expected to post a 1.1 billion rand loss, prompting the request for a government guarantee. Speculation puts the guarantee at more than 3 billion. Can you just tell me, the last time when we spoke, you were in conversation with the finance minister around these issues. What exactly is the cash crisis or the funding crisis at the SABC in rand terms?
Well, if you remember last week, it was announced by the interim board that we are sitting at 32 million as the SABC, which makes it difficult for us to pay salaries and also to pay service providers.
When you say pay salaries, Minister, which salaries are we talking about? Is that salaries in general?
Of employees in general.
I just want you to be specific. So say, for example, when it comes to the 25th, which is sometime next week, I think the last working day is on Friday. The 25th falls on a weekend. Does the SABC have money to pay its employees?
Well, for the past few months, we've been sitting in a situation where we were not sure whether salaries will be paid. But somehow we're able to get money either from licensing fees or advertising. Then we're able to augment and pay some of the service providers, but also salaries for our employees.
Now, the fact that you have a literal cash crisis, what arrangements, if any, are made between yourselves and the Treasury? And more importantly, what conditionalities has Treasury put? Because surely, if they are going to be bailing the SABC out, they're going to have to measure it against some kind of plan, turnaround plan, and what is going to be those conditions, and have you sat with the finance minister, and what exactly has come out of those deliberations?
You know, Karima, we haven't worked out any conditionalities. And if you remember, again, last week I did say in Parliament that I haven't actually met with the finance minister since I had asked the team to go back and factor in other expenses that would arise from the move from analog to digital. Mm. So they have done that. They have finalized the documentation around that. They've met with the Treasury. Now what remains for next week is for Minister Madusi Kitara and I to meet so that we can determine what it is that the Treasury could assist with, either in terms of a bailout or a guarantee or whatever intervention that they could throw at us so that we could be able to keep afloat.
Now, Minister, last week there were reports that the SIU investigators had come down on Auckland Park and was interviewing people at the SABC, and they are in fact making progress in terms of the alleged wrongdoing and the issues around the former public protector's report, which is there guiding that investigation. Are you up to speed, Minister, with the various probes that have been recommended and been put in place, and what are the people responsible telling you? How soon will we have any indication that those who have created the mess at the SABC will in fact be held accountable?
Karima, if you remember when I started in the department, I did say that my responsibility at a strategic level or at a policy level is to ensure that certain things are done so that we can then be able to determine what we bring in terms of monies or strategies or even personnel that will take the public broadcaster forward. Now, one of the first things that I said need to happen is to look at labor relations issues. That has been done. I said we need to look at turning around the public broadcaster in terms of financial prudence. That is what we're working on at the moment. But also to ensure that we are a provider of educational material, a provider of entertainment for our people, and that is what we're working at. Whether I have information on the nitty-gritties of the investigations that are underway, no, I do not have that. But what I know, for instance, is that the CFO has been suspended. And one of the issues that has been raised by the board is that there are issues of honesty or dishonesty, which makes it a little difficult for them to work with me. But I am not sure right now where the process is at, but I do know that they have suspended him.
Now, the fact that people are suspended and the fact that they are dismissed is one thing, because those are like you say, HR processes. But there are also issues, prima facie evidence that suggests that there is, criminal cases that need to be followed up, that certain people actually need to be charged. Now, I know that you're not involved in the nitty-gritty, but from a strategic perspective, Minister, if we're sitting with a situation where we could possibly have former SABC board members being charged, potentially former ministers being charged, together with other, personnel lower down in the SABC. Surely you should have some kind of framework of what kind of, probes these people are facing and the impact that would have on your ability to turn the place around.
I do not have detail, Karim, about the investigations because, as you would know, the proclamation has not as yet been signed by the president. So I haven't seen what it is that the SIU is investigating, if it is investigating at all already without a proclamation at the SABC. But it would be good that where there are allegations of wrongdoing, that investigation is instituted. Investigations are instituted because that gives an opportunity for those who are innocent to be cleared and those who are not innocent to be charged so that we can go ahead with the work of discharging on the mandate or for the broader mandate of the SABC.
But now, Minister, the fact that you don't know which investigations are underway and where they are, is that not a problem?
Well, as far as I know, Karima, there is no proclamation that has been signed by the president. You must remember that the SIU signs on the base, investigates on the basis of a proclamation having been signed by the president. There is no such proclamation as we speak. But I'm not sure whether this is pre-investigation, because I know that in the Scorpions we used to do pre-investigation before an actual investigation is embarked upon. So I would not be sure what exactly it is that they're investigating now, or they're just collecting data and information. But there is no proclamation as yet from the president for the SIU to begin a fully fledged investigation into matters in the SABC.
But now, Minister, that is the SIU investigation. If one looks at the public protector, the issue of the relationship between the New Age and the SABC, for example, the millions of rands in sponsorship the New Age received from state-owned companies, the relationship between the New Age the SABC is one of the things that has been brought to the public protector's attention, particularly by opposition parties. And we know that the public protector has begun what she calls a preliminary investigation, particularly to in relation to the Gupta leaks emails. And of course, there is a public protector's report on the SABC. Now, what is your information with regards to where that is at? Have you met with the new public protector to check with her how far her investigations into this institution is, given that it falls under your, remit?
No, Karima, I've not met with the new public protector. But you must remember that one of the questions that had been repeatedly raised with the former or the now suspended CFO was whether or not there were costs incurred in the TNA program, breakfast program. And the answer has been repeatedly, no costs incurred by the SABC.
But Minister, are you taking the former CFO's word? Because the former CSO...
I haven't finished responding to your question, Karima.
Okay, so my apologies, Minister. Do continue.
So now we now know that is not true.
Yeah.
Because if you send out journalists, if you send out the outside checks of the SABC that do the recording and stuff, the broadcasting and stuff, that is a cost that should be factored. But again, we also hear that there were monies that have come from sponsors that were not shared with the SABC or made their way to the SABC to offset the cost that the SABC had incurred.
Minister, let me give you the figure. It says the SABC has incurred costs totaling 20 million towards the broadcasting of the controversial business breakfast with the Gupta-owned company and competitor, the New Age. And this comes from the interim board chair, Kanyisile Kwanyama. She says that that expenditure came to light. She says, I'm quoting her, we were initially advised that it did not cost us anything, but we want to quantify. It actually cost us 20 million to run these breakfasts. Now, remember, Vuyo Mvoko told the parliamentary probe into the SABC that the SABC didn't see a cent of that money, that all of that money, in fact, that were made off the breakfast, where we've already seen institutions such as Eskom and Transnet paying huge amounts of money to those breakfasts. None of it went to the public broadcaster. It went to the Gupta-owned newspaper.
That's what we know for sure today. Because you will remember, Karima, I did say that there's a team that comes from the Treasury together with my department and my advisor that is working with the SABC on these matters. So that information is information that I also have.
So if you have that information, you don't know what the situation is with the SIU, you haven't met with the public protector. What is going to be the basis of your conversation with the finance minister? Because presumably Treasury is going to ask you some tough questions, given the amounts of money that are unaccounted for and the losses at which the SABC is run. Because remember, the former minister and the former board and the former CFO and COO consistently told the public and Parliament and various other platforms that the SABC is in fact in a good financial state. So what is it that you're going to take to that meeting with the finance minister if you are not up to speed with the various probes that are underway looking into the malfeasance and looking into the financial mismanagement of the SABC minister?
Karima, I might not be aware of what the SIU is actually doing, but I have information as to what is going on with respect to the finances of the SABC. That is why I, as the minister, and not the board, initiated this conversation between the Department of Communications and the Treasury and put a team together to assist with unearthing the extent of problems with regards to the fluidity, financial fluidity of the organization. And that is what I know, this is what we have taken to the Treasury to say, for us to be able to keep afloat over time, these are the things that we need to cost and take to the Treasury. So it's not as if I have no information whatsoever, but I do not have that information as to what it is that the SIU is busy with now. But I do know that they will be investigating misappropriation of monies, issues of corruption within the SABC, but also based on the Auditor General's report, there are issues that relate to just gross negligence and mismanagement. And those things have to be investigated. There is nothing that must not be investigated. As long as all of that has brought us to where we are today, that we cannot even pay salaries. We have this anxiety every month as to where money to pay salaries is going to come from, money to pay for goods and services is going to come from. But you must also remember, Karima, there was a bailout, I think about 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was quickly paid up. And the suspicion is that it was quickly paid up so that people would not have to comply with the conditions that had been set. But what I have said to the SAPC interim board, and also in my conversation with the Treasury, is that whatever it is that was put in place as conditionalities for the issuance of that, I think it was 1.5 billion or 1 billion, that still stands. Over and above the interim, the ad hoc committee report, we also need to look into all of those things that were put in place to ensure that the SAPC remains afloat in the time that that money had not been paid out.
Okay, Minister, let's shift gear because we're running out of time fast and I don't want to keep you much longer. Now, the issues around editorial independence and censorship has, of course, been a big issue at the SABC and has been for a very long time. Hlaoli Motsoeneng has been described as someone who ruled through a reign of terror, intimidating people, threatening people. We know that, you have had the South African security services vet people. You've had the SABC 8 who were disciplined and, of course, they had to go to court and so on. Tell me, Minister, what are you doing politically to unequivocally give the message to SABC journalists that they need to and they are allowed and can, in fact, carry out their jobs without fear or favour, and that they need to do what every other journalist needs to do, which is their jobs without risking being, hauled before DCs if they report in ways that doesn't sit well with the governing party and with those at the SABC who see themselves as the enforcers of the government at the public broadcaster.
You see, Karima, I have not been in touch with journalists at the SABC. I have not communicated anything to them. But all that guides me is the ruling of ICASA to not restrict journalists in executing their work. I intend for the SABC to live by that ethic that emanates from the ruling of ICASA. But you must also remember, Karima, that in a situation where the environment is toxic, everybody wants to avenge. And I'm sorry to...
Who wants to avenge, Minister?
No, I'm saying in a situation of toxicity, those that have been victimized will also start hounding others.
Do you have any evidence of this, Minister?
No. I'm just saying in an environment of toxicity. I'm not saying that is the case. Generally, in environments where there is toxicity, you will find situations like that. My responsibility is to ensure that whatever happened in the past does not repeat itself. That everybody who is supposed to be doing their work is protected by policy within the SAPC, that people are left to do their work, but also to understand their own mandate in the execution of their work. And that mandate is that of being a public broadcaster that provides news that also is educational for our people.
Minister, final question. The fact that a motion of no confidence was instituted at the news gathering in the new news leadership, particularly the ones that were appointed just before Mr. Motsoeneng faced his loss, in fact, during the time that he was, in fact, DC'd. What does that tell you about how far you actually need to go to allow the various instruments, whether it's the interim board, whether it's the news leadership, to actually create an environment where people can do their work free of being harassed and being told what to do by people who believe that they're acting on the interests of the governing party?
Well, Karima, nobody has been told to act in the interests of the governing party. And I think where people would have feared an individual in the execution of their work, that individual that they say they would have feared is now gone. What we are trying to bring back to the SABC is a work ethic that speaks to the work of journalism to be protected and also supported. So nobody is going to be victimized in this case. But again, you must also remember that with, I think, in the next week or so, the SABC will be holding a symposium of journalists. I think they've also invited the BBC just to look at what it is that the SABC needs to do. Because I've been saying to them, find a niche for the SABC. The SABC must not be like any other broadcast. If I am away, I must miss the SABC channel that deals with news and stuff like that.
Okay, Minister, we have to end it there. I'm so sorry. We're running out of time. We have to go to a spot break. That's Communications Minister Ayanda Dlodlo. She was talking to us about the SABC post the sacking, of course, of Hlaudi Motsoeneng.